Oh, Jesus. I didn't know you were here. You didn't leave the house with the others? Too much work to do. Well, shouldn't you be doing some then? Oh, you finished it all? Well, then, yeah, a break does sound in order. What are you watching? You've been watching trash TV without me, have you? I guess I'll let you off the hook this time. I wish I could say I've finished. I have been working for hours now, and my assignments are still not done. But there's nothing more I can do until they open the practice rooms on Monday, and I can get these stupid files exported using the right editing software. It's so annoying, right? They give us the assignments on Friday, so they fucking knew, that we'd have to spend all weekend on it. And my computer isn't even good enough for that editing software they want me to use. Come Monday morning, I'm gonna be finishing the work with, 5 minutes to go before the deadline, and the thought of that is stressing me the fuck out. I guess I just gotta spend the rest of the weekend with Monday looming over me. I don't know about that. I suppose it's supposed to be some super fancy software with a lot of gigabytes and, what's it called? RAM? And as you can see, I didn't exactly memorize the technical details, but you get the picture. Your computer can handle it? I mean, if you say so, it can't hurt to try. Mm-hmm. What do you mean? Why didn't I go? How would I fit in a panic attack over this stupid assignment if I had gone to a party with others? You're right, of course. Anything would have been more fun than working on this. Oh, yeah, I didn't go to last week's either. And I didn't have any assignments due that week. But, hey, mister, you didn't go either. And I'd say we've had an alright night, just the two of us. Didn't seem to bother you at the time that I wasn't at the party with everyone else. I guess I just wasn't really feeling it anymore, the whole partying thing. The girls and I, well, we're still BFFs and all, but they're more interested in going out so, they can, pick up guys or something. Though it's more like getting picked up by guys. It was fun the first few times, but now that's all they go out for. It just left me feeling, I don't even know, I guess I'm just fed up with the whole one-night stand kind of thing. Or at least I need a break from it. Yeah, and class has been really stressful lately. I just want to relax, you know? And I don't find it relaxing anymore to just get all nice and dressed up, flirt half-heartedly, and then have boring sex with some guy I'm never gonna see again. Oh, sorry, that's probably TMI. You're just easy to talk to, so it's your own fault, really. Anyways, it seems that your computer can handle this software, which is great. You're a lifesaver. Hopefully I can finish this off in, say, 25 minutes? I promise I'll be out of your hair in no time. No, you should probably leave. I'm just kidding, you dork. You can wait here if you want. I mean, it is your room. I'm not gonna just kick you out. Alright, sweet. I'll just get started then. I think I've finally finished. Thank you so much for letting me steal your computer. I might actually get some sleep now that I don't have to worry about fucking up on Monday. Look at the time. That was way more than 25 minutes. You know, I am glad that you were here to save my ass and all, but why didn't you go to the party tonight? Oh, yeah, I know you had work to do as well, but you didn't go last week or the week before that, or, I mean, don't get me wrong, last week was fun, you and me watching trashy reality TV, shit-talking lecturers, all that exciting stuff that you don't need to get off the couch for. But you haven't fallen out with the guys, have you? That's not why you stopped going out? No? Good. I was worried for a second there that we might have some tension brewing in the house. Oh. Yeah, I guess they aren't exactly subtle about it, are they? The guys want to go out, get someone drunk, and hopefully bring her home. Not too different from the girls then, are they? So you're just fed up with all that? Kind of like me? Oh, you never liked it. You don't like the way it makes you feel? What, like shallow or something? Yeah, I can see that. It would be difficult to make a move on someone if you were already feeling like you're not there for the right reasons. You'd rather do it with someone you're more comfortable with? In an ideal world, I guess. You just don't want your first time to be with some stranger? Oh, wait. Say that again. You're a virgin? No, I didn't mean it like that. It's just, I'm shocked is all. You kind of caught me off guard with that. If I'm being honest, I had you down completely wrong. Early on, us girls, we got down to talking, you know, about the guys in the house, and we thought you seemed, I don't know, like handsome, mature, experienced, I guess. Alex, on the other hand, never would have guessed he'd lost his virginity. We barely see him and he never talks to any of the girls in the house, so. So you see, being a virgin doesn't really mean anything. It doesn't say anything about you. It actually says more about you, you know? The fact that you don't want to just throw it away like that, it's brave. It's strong of you. No, most girls really wouldn't mind if the guy's a virgin, and some, some might even be into it. I know that I would be flattered if some cute guy who was saving their first time for the right girl, if thought that I was the right girl. Oh, stop it. What's that face for? It's not like weird. I don't know. I would take it as a compliment, that's all. I'll just forget I said anything. I hope I haven't gone and made things awkward. I didn't mean to interrogate you or say anything silly. Normally, you're the one saying silly things. Thanks again for the computer thing. I'm gonna head off then. It'll be a while before the others get back from their little party, and if I try and get some sleep now, they might not wake me up when they come crashing through the front door at 2 a.m. again. All right. I'll see you around. Oh, hey. No, you didn't wake me. Yeah, I'm getting ready for bed, hence the little nightgown. You going to bed too, or do you just enjoy paying visits to people in your bathrobe? I hope you're wearing something under that, mister. Do you want to come inside? I don't mind. So, it's a bit late for a reality TV sesh, don't you think? Not exactly the right room for it either. Oh. You've been thinking about what I said earlier? Oh, no, you really shouldn't have. I never should have said anything in the first place. I know how personal it is, and I didn't mean to overstep. I didn't want you thinking that you weren't desirable. I didn't say that, you dork. Okay, maybe it was implied, but so what? I find you desirable. Now I feel silly. I'm not used to going around calling people attractive like that. But I guess you're just easy to talk to. Oh, you were thinking about me as well? What about me? You find me desirable too? You really shouldn't say that if you don't mean you think I'm cute as well. I'm not blushing, you're blushing. Yes, you are. I don't know why I can't keep a straight face, to be honest. I guess I'm not used to this type of flirting. Yeah, flirting. I'd call this flirting, wouldn't you? You're such a dork. You know, those guys at those parties, they just roll up to me, say the same boring old pickup line, and then they just look me up and down as if it were going to turn me on or something. But you, the way you're looking at me now that's new. It's nice. It's really nice, in fact. You can kiss me if you want. Yeah, I'm surprised either of us have lasted this long without going for it already. Just lean into me, baby. Give me your hand. That's it. Give me your hand and let me guide them. There you go. Do you like my hips? They're so nice and inviting. Almost give your hands a mind of their own, don't you think? What did I say? Your hands have moved down all by themselves. You're groping my ass now. Baby, are you sure? Are you ready for this? Are you sure you want this with me? I'll take that as a yes. Here. How's that? I just lifted my nightgown just a little bit, but enough so that your hands are right on my bare butt. Doesn't that feel a bit better? It does for me. Just grab a handful. That's it, baby. Don't worry, you're not gonna break anything. Oh, you're moving your hands back up? Did you want to pull my panties down? Sorry to disappoint you, baby, but it's bedtime and I'm not wearing any. So why don't you just keep your hands up my waist and... So why don't you just keep moving your hands up my waist and up my body? Cut my breasts like that, baby. You're doing great. You like my boobs? I love the way you're playing with my nipples. Yeah, they're kind of sensitive, but I still like it. I really like it. Fuck, holy shit. You're really turning me on. Don't believe me? Do you want me to show you just how turned on I am? Okay, baby, then let go of my boobs. Tragic, I know, but I want you to feel something else. Give me your hand and let me guide you back down again. Down to my pretty little pussy. Can you feel how wet I am, baby? You did that? Just let me use your hands. Let me just use your hands and rub your fingers around my wet little hole. Wait, what? You wanna go down on me? I mean, I gotta love that enthusiasm, but baby, it's only your first time, remember? Don't feel forced or anything. You want to? Oh, you really want to? Well then, let me just take this nightgown off. Wasn't really doing much anyways, was it? Oh, thank you. I am not blushing, I just like it when you compliment my body like that, that's all. You know what? I think it's time for you to take off that bathrobe then, mister. No, don't look at me like that. You come in here barely wearing anything. And what little you do have on is practically falling off you, you know? You're such a little tease. That's it. Oh, baby, that look is perfect on you. You are a sight for sore eyes. And just look at the state of these boxers. If you get any harder, you're gonna tear right through them. I love it. So, for their sake, do you think you can take your boxers off as well? Please don't be nervous, baby. Let me just run my hands down your chest, gently scraping my nails against your skin until finally one of my hands just crosses that little elastic finish line. And I can ever so gently cup a feel of this lovely bulge of yours. It feels so good to have you in my hands like this, baby. But please, sweetie, let me feel you like this without your boxers on. Please let me take them off. Let me just grab your boxers by either side, like this, and then ever so slowly start pulling them down and down and down until there it is. And it feels even better in my hands than I imagined. You're so hard for me. I know you said you wanted to go down on me, babe, but are you sure? Look at you, you're leaking so much pre-cum. Don't you just wanna... okay. Alright then. You seem very determined. Let's just lie down together and... this... You're kissing down my neck, down my boobs, my belly button. Oh, baby, I know you're throbbing right now, but you're still going out of your way to tease me. No, I like it. Not everyone takes the time to do this. I'm shaking. It's just the anticipation, baby. I mean, you're doing great. Nearly there. Oh my god. That's it, baby. Yeah. That's the spot. You look like you're really enjoying yourself down there. A little higher, baby. There. Oh, right there. Yeah, like my clit, baby. Oh. Do you like seeing me like this? Oh, hot and bothered for you. My pussy's soaking wet all because of you. That's right. This is all you, sweetie. I can't remember the last time I was teased this much. Look at you. You just love this, don't you? Okay, baby. This is slow down. Slow down. I'm close, but I kind of want to come with your cock inside me. You liked that? Would you like me to pleasure your cock with my mouth first? Just quickly? No? Why not? Oh, baby, you don't have to be insecure about that. I'm not worried about you coming too quick. I just wanted to return the favor, you know? Even if it's just for a little bit, you made me feel so good, and I want you to feel that too. All right then. I'm gonna lie down again, and, well, my legs are already spread for you, but if you get up just like that, then I can rest them over your shoulders. Like this. You like seeing me from this angle? You like seeing what a mess you've made of my pussy? Seeing how wet it is from only your tongue? Imagine how wet I'll be when you finally put your throbbing cock inside. Oh my god, you're still so hard for me. Even after all this, you've only gone and got harder. Well, the wait's over now, baby. I'm all yours. You can take me. I can feel the tip of your cock pressing against my entrance. Feel how wet it is, baby. Can you feel how, if you moved, even just a little bit, you'd be inside me right now? Do it, sweetie. Move into me. Push that gorgeous cock inside. There you go. Oh, you feel so good. Pushing me apart like this. You can start slow, baby. Find your rhythm. That's it. Fuck, you're going so deep. Isn't this so much better than spending the night watching some trashy TV? You think so too? Oh, you better. Oh, there you go. Oh, you're starting to go a bit faster now. Oh my god. I'm so close, sweetie. I'm already right on the edge, but you're gonna make me come. You're gonna go. You're gonna make me come. Keep going. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I'm coming. I'm coming. my god. That was so good. Sweetie, holy fuck. Are you gonna come? Don't come inside me, though. How about I take it in my mouth instead? I've always wanted to taste you ever since you so rudely turned down a blowjob earlier. I'll beg if you want me to. Please, baby. Please let me take your cock in my mouth. I wanna feel it, please. Please let me feel that beautiful cock and explode all over my tongue. I told you I can beg. I want to take your whole shaft in my mouth. I want to run my tongue all over your beautiful head until you just can't hold that fucking load in anymore. Please, baby. Please. Please, I want to feel you in my mouth. Please. Too much. No, you liked it. Well then, please, please give me your gorgeous fucking cock, sweetie. Please, 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 your perfect cock and all your hot, sticky, perfect cum. Please give it to me. Please. There you go. Pull out. Slowly does it. I'm sure we're both sensitive. Now let me just get comfortable so I can suck your beautiful cock. Your cock tastes amazing, baby. My pussy got it all wet as well. I can just taste how badly you want to come for me. Baby, I want it so much. I want to feel your cum just flood into my mouth. I want to feel it pour onto my tongue and down my throat. Don't you want to do that, baby? Empty those balls, just unload into my mouth, baby. Give me all your cum. That's it, baby. Come for me. I want to feel it. I want to swallow it, baby. Give me your cum, please. That was absolutely amazing, baby. You did so well. Come lie down with me. You did so, so well. Oh, you're too sweet. That was so much fun, baby. I hope I didn't get carried away or anything. You kind of brought my dirty side out at the end there. I know not everyone's into that. Oh, you want to see more of it, do you? Well, I'm glad you liked it so much, baby. You know, if you want, you can sleep here tonight. You might just get to see my dirty side again. Yay. Oh, no, we don't have to worry about the others seeing us in the morning. They'll be too hungover to be up before, like, midday. Although, if we're not careful, they could hear us in the morning, you know? We might wake up and decide it's time for round two, or three, or... Speaking of people hearing us, you don't think Alex heard, did you? Is he even here? Nah, you're right. Who cares? Right now, all I want to think about is how warm and cozy you feel pressed up against me like this. You don't mind me being the big spoon, do you? You get to feel my boobies pressed up all against your back like this. You know, thank you, sweetie. Thank you for letting me be here first. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. I'm glad. That makes me really happy. Tonight has just made me really happy. Now just close your eyes and relax. If you fall asleep, then that's perfectly fine, sweetie. It is late after all. But if for whatever reason you can't sleep, I'm always here. And maybe we'll be more tired after round two.